Hello and welcome to Banking on Information. Today, as my guest is Daniel Wodolowski from Arway. He is a managing partner there. Welcome to the podcast, Daniel.
Hello, Rutger. Thank you for inviting. It's exciting indeed.
So I always start with a very important question based on the book by Simon Sinek, Start With Why. Daniel, why do you do what you do?
Yeah, I'm doing it with my team, and we want to close the gaps in the industry, the gaps between the technologies, the products, and the users who should enjoy the products.
So that is your passion, to make sure that people enjoy what they do. Now tell us a little about what you do, what use cases, what offerings do you have, and what use cases do you solve for your customers?
Yeah, we created a product, a software launchpad for tokenization of the assets, in particular, real world assets. And we think it's the future of the industry of the blockchain and tokenization, the next tide after the crypto hype.
And so what does your solution do with real assets? What does it solve for your customers?
If you're a business owner who wants to tokenize own or partner assets, for example, real estate or some collection of luxury cars, you need a marketplace, first of all, to invite the users. Yeah. And there are several options for you. Use a third-party marketplace, some broker's platform to list your assets, or you can set up your own infrastructure and provide a branded solutions for your users and community.
Yeah.
So what we do, we provide the option to create own solution to grow the ecosystem with a platform, a wallet, connections with different blockchains, token standards, and move the product along with the ecosystem and the community, satisfy the users, and grow the business, which is fully on-chain.
And so how does that deliver value for your customers when they use your solution?
First of all, they save time to market, because time is money.
Yep.
Then they save funds as well, because our solution is much more affordable than the option to build themselves.
Yep.
Plus, even if the company wants to use a white label solution, each payment on monthly basis is considered an expense. But if you buy our solution with access to the source code, it's considered an asset of your company and it grows your value.
Very interesting. So you help people get to market faster because you have it already built, right? So it's already ready to go. And because you have it already built, you can do it at a lower cost. And obviously, you have all the expertise that people don't necessarily have to ramp up on. So that is very powerful. Now, I like to do this thing called futures thinking. Now, no one knows what the future is going to hold, right? We don't have a crystal ball, but we can think about what a possible future could look like. Now, if we think 10 years out, so let's say we're in 2034, what do you think the world looks like? What will be the role of blockchains, of assets, tokenized assets? What does that look like in 2034 in your mind?
It's a very interesting question. We can answer it if we look back what happened a decade and two decades ago. First, businesses started opening website. Like, if the business has no website, it's not a business. Then advanced businesses started to launch applications to favor their users with loyalty bonuses. Some tokens and coins, not on the blockchain, just inside the application, to provide some additional discounts, presents, etc. So in my opinion, next step is a business with a community. We'll launch own branded wallet or a platform, the same like companies launch mobile applications for loyalty tokens we have now. Mm-hmm. And those wallets will be really compatible with each other. So if you want to change a provider of the wallet, you just import it to another user UI and enjoy using it. Fully cross-chain, fully cross-wallet, fully cross-business.
So if that future that you just painted, the picture of the future that you just painted, if that comes true, what do people need to do today to get ready for that possible future?
Well, as always, analyze more. Stop being afraid and explore new information. Mass adoption comes after you you stop being afraid of something. And I heard stories like people were afraid on plastic cards or the bank and preferred cash money. So those times are gone. And now the blockchain money experience the same times. People sort of afraid of it and they think it's very complex. But big surprise, MasterCard schema of moving the payments is much more complicated than the blockchain, but you still use it. Yeah, so like learn, analyze, and overcome being afraid of something.
Yeah, the world is always changing. And yes, the new things always seems a bit scary, right? But you got to lean into it and get ready, adopt new technology like we've done in the past, like you described. That is a great note to end on. Thank you very much, Daniel, for being on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you too. I hope you will invite me again in 10 years so we could review if the prediction took place.
That is a great idea, and that's a date. I'm putting it in the calendar right now. Thank you very much for watching, and until next time, choose to be curious.